The incomparable Annie Dugan joins us this morning to tell us where we might find art here in the Northland during this upcoming week. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. I love Thanksgiving, as many other people do, because you have lots of food, you have lots of family. What the heck are you going to do with them? You're going to go see art. You can start the tradition this year of spending the weekend with your family. You know, after Thursday, you can spend Friday, Saturday, Sunday looking at art in the Northland. There's plenty of shows to see. Terry Milliken, her exhibition opens up this Saturday at Lizard's Gallery. I love what she does with color. And she has a series, this is a whole series that she's done called a meditation series, which we could probably all use after a Thursday spent with family and food and hubbub. And it is a series of mandalas that she's done. And what she has done with color is just beautiful. And I think Terry is one of these people who their exuberance for life and people and humanity just is part of their artwork. And you see that in this work. You see these mandalas, which have the designs, the color. Like I said, it's just it just shows sort of her connection to the larger humanity of the world. She spent time in many different cultures, and we're really lucky to see that show this Saturday at Lizards. Then the other person who I absolutely, there's a lot of favorite artists that I have in the region. You know, it's like kids, you can't say what your favorite is, but Rob Quisling might be one of my favorites. He has an exhibition at the Washington Studio Galleries, called Common Threads. He has done installations, but really the form that he does a lot in is printmaking. He's worked with Cecilia Leader at Northern Prints Alliance and trained in printmaking. And he has a show, Common Threads, that explores knots. So the things, you know, think about things that bind us. He's exploring knot making. He talks about, he had an interview with Ed Newman, who's a great arts writer in town. And he says, you know, Ed asked him, well, what's your favorite piece? And he talks about this quick release knot. So he studies it, you know, he draws it. And in some ways these are portraits of knots. But you start to think about them and you think about, it's a perfect show to see, you know, with your family, you know, these things that, both provide safety and security, but also can provide tension and limiting. You know, so they sort of serve these two purposes. And when Ed asked him, "What's your favorite one?" It's this portrait of a quick release knot. So you pull one side and it completely undoes, and then you pull the other side and it tightens the knot. So it just they all have these. Underlying meanings and these sort of metaphors for life, but then they're beautiful pieces in and of their own right. You know, the way his skills as a draftsman really come through when you look at them. So that is Common Threads at Washington Gallery. And then it is Small Business Saturday in Lincoln Park, and across the Northland, of course, as well. But I think Lincoln Park is really exciting because you can see crafts people as, you know, as artisans. So really the focus in Lincoln Park, in that Lincoln Park redevelopment, has been on the role that craft can play in businesses. And it's really this strong tie between craft and business. So you have places like Karin Kramer's studio will be open. She just opened her studio to the public. And Karin is just an incredible ceramic artist. And talk about color. Oh my God, what she does with color in her very functional ware. So she has mugs, plates, bowls. Just, you know, think about adding joy to your life. That's what Karin's work really is about. And it's this, she really blends this line between craft and fine arts. And a lot of the people that are doing work in Lincoln Park are doing that. Aerostitch, you think about Aerostitch, this is a company that's been around for quite a long time, but has really incredible work in the design field. So they design gear for motorcycles, but but their attention to craft and design has been rewarded in business. And they are having factory tours on Saturday as part of that Small Business Saturday. The Duluth Art Institute is having a opening for their ceramic artists. There's something like 30 ceramic artists that use that space, which is sort of this hidden gem, this hidden powerhouse in the residential neighborhood of Lincoln Park. So if no one's seen that space, they definitely should check that out. So Two Loons Gallery, another one in Lincoln Park, it really is, like I said, a powerhouse. Cars Hobby, Frost River, you can wander around, look at art, and get some fresh air with your family as well. So that is what there is for art this week.
That sounds like a perfect option. And,
yes.
And you know, of course, the nice thing about going from place to place to place is that, you know, you can maybe just leave them there for a little while and go off and just accidentally leave them there for a little bit, forget to turn your phone on, and they'll be perfectly entertained.
Just make sure you leave them some water, you know, just in case they get...
Oh, I'm not concerned. I'm sure the artists will take good care of them. I'm really worried about that. So,
yes.
Annie, thanks a bunch for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Take care.
Annie Dugan this morning. She joins us every Monday as our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, right here on KUMD.